Look, the party's over. It's been a long vacation, and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top, and let's get busy.
It's your boy Poe. Thank you for listening. Unfortunately, my man is ill today. Illmatic. So I'ma just do this solo, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hold it down on them niggas, though.
My nigga Hayes Money is in the building.
Bro. Yeah, I'm in the building / building in Talented Minds Podcast. We back. Episode 19. Damn, hey. Bro. We straight one away from the dub, man. We got to celebrate for the dub, you dog. Straight up. So how y'all doing out there today?
We hope all is well.
We hope all is well.
Ladies, we hope ladies, all y'all
ladies,
doing
beautiful
fine.
Ladies, fine ladies.
And are you ladies. Guys keeping up the positivity?
Yeah, are you guys being positive? Are you guys having fun, putting good energy into the universe, man?
Hey, man, let them know what we do, man.
For one thing we do is we stay away from you sucker motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, man. That bad company, man, is bad for your company.
It's bad for your company, bad for your health, man. You straight deteriorate, don't
you? You feel me?
You figure deals, dog.
Hey, but, look. Well, it's been a minute since we... My dog was ill last week.
Yeah, I was ill last week, man. It was the 4th last week.
Happy belated holiday.
So happy belated Independence Day and stuff. So,
how you feel? Man, you know what I've been seeing online, man?
What?
It's like, yeah, man, you know, it was like Independence Day or whatever. It's like, wait, what date are we celebrating on Independence Day? The 1776?
Yeah, the July 4th, 1776.
The Emancipation Proclamation. God damn, it's a tongue
twister.
Yeah,
you heard me, it is.
I remember the first time when I was a little dude, I can't say it then, I can't say that shit.
Yeah,
Emancipation Proclamation. That shit wasn't until like...
To proclaim.
Not, like, it was over 50 years after the independence of 1776, so I feel a lot of motherfuckers when they saying that...
Yeah, fuckers, you know, we celebrating that shit for, done.
Independence.
But what if you a nigga who was straight born on July 4th, though? It's like,
damn.
Do you not throw no celebration down? Nah, or man, do you straight turn up for your B-Day? Cancer squad, cancer's in the building. I'm a cancer, my birthday is next Saturday, man.
All you cancers are cancerous.
Yeah, we're cancerous, man. Straight. Hey, but back to Independence Day, the 4th of July, dog. If you paying overpriced fucking fireworks, dog, straight up, bro. I don't know, man. Some of these fireworks places are busting heads, bro. These little tents off the side of the road,
man.
Don't go to Fireworks City, they suck.
Yeah. No, you're right, man. Man, you will go and you will get like $40 worth of fireworks.
And it'll come out to be $57.
Nah, that should be $65.
Yeah, it'll be $65. They'll put some egregious ass tax on it, perhaps, dog.
So y'all better watch y'all. You should probably like print that shit out while you shop and then have them match that shit when you check out.
Cause
they're gonna rape your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, they're gonna
rape. Or at least where we went. But you know, we up here in the middle of motherfucking Missouri.
Yeah.
Dead smack in the middle of North America. Goddamn. In the wilderness, bro. Wilderness.
Yeah, I think it's the wilderness.
I like wilderness, though.
The wilderness, though. Yeah, why you gotta change it to wilder? Know what I'm saying?
Stupid
the
English,
word is
man.
Wow.
It's ever-changing, man. Hey, but speaking on that, man, they did confirm. We was telling y'all like a couple episodes back. The fucking mountain lions are in this motherfucker, so.
Yeah, the nitty
mountain
lions.
We in the hood, straight gotta look out for motherfucking mountain lions.
Straight mountain lions, though. Where they at? Out there in like Eureka and shit somewhere?
Yeah, man. That shit like, what, 30 miles?
Yeah. Eureka. It's far, though.
Man,
no,
what's
it's
going
a drive.
On? What's going on in the Hollywood world, Hayes?
Hollywood, man. There's some weirdos in Hollywood.
Has anybody ever seen Terry Crews, who is a really, really talented actor, man? Mm-hmm. This dude, he can act, he can dance, And I don't know if a lot of y'all know, but he's very artistic. I saw some of his artwork. I'm talking about.
He used to be a football player. My nigga, jack of all trades.
Yeah, he dope, man. So shout out to Terry Crews. We'll love to have you on the show. But, man, he was talking to, who was that, the Congress or some shit?
Yeah,
man.
Congress.
He testified, man.
Testifying against him, dog. What do you think? They said the dude did throw some grope down on my G, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Straight up. And then the thing was that his wife was there.
And he did it more than once, dog.
Yeah, straight up. Straight grown man, dog. Straight throwing some grope down
on
you.
But, you know,
shit.
Even he said that, like, a lot of people won't think that. You know, Terry Crews is a big dude, man. Yeah, big ass dude, muscle. You know. But even them guys, man, like, you know, sexual assault, man, is sexual assault, man. Like,
yeah, it's some men out here attracted to them.
Don't grope me, man. I feel Terry Crews, man. That should make you want to.
Then, like he was saying, too, it's like, shit, if he would have straight, you know what I'm saying, destroyed dude out there, then there would have been lawsuits. There would have been all types of other shit. They would have tried to straight tarnish dude's name and shit, dog.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's crazy that you got to go about it, you know what I'm saying, like, in a way like that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, even still, that might get you laughed at or questioned, too, because it's kind of like, you know, 50 Cent just be trolling and cracking jokes, but it's like, at the same time, it'll kind of show you, like, how people do look at it, like, it's like, come on, buff ass dude, bro. Why you ain't just beat dude ass? You know what I'm saying?
Man, but it's straight just Terry like. Terry Crews said himself, man, he a fucking black man in America.
Yeah, you a black man in America, so you already at the disadvantage with that alone. And then you got groped by a white man. You know what I'm saying? A rich white man, bro. He got all this power. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to him for a job.
And that's the kind of shit, man, where when you do react and it be a physical or like a violent reaction, you're not gonna punch this man in any like kind of way, showing like, let me
just back you off a little bit.
Let's put it like this, bro. You ever seen two brothers fight?
Yeah.
Because it's funny, dog. They never straight steal each other. Niggas always like, if any of y'all got brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would fight your brother, but you don't straight. You never steal your brother in the face.
Yeah.
If y'all
yeah.
niggas out here fighting your bro and you stealing each other in the face, y'all niggas is. It's some goofies, but that's just like man code. Brothers always tend to avoid the strikes, man, and just wrestle. That's real shit.
Yeah, straight just go.
But you know, this would have been a wrestling match. Dude would have straight.
Yeah, he would have straight. And he would have hit dude in the stomach, goddamn me, dude would have lifted up. And
hit the.
He would have took the wind out that nigga, dog.
Hey, a good fighting tip for those who's interested in defending themselves, men and ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Kick him in the nuts, please.
Yeah.
Don't never forget that's one of the best moves. Nuts off first. Yeah, kick to the nuts first, and then you can, like, slap or punch or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a crush.
How do you feel about a nigga just getting, you just slapping a cat, though? It's like,
I slap somebody if I got to.
Yeah,
man. It's been times.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you just got to put a nigga in his place. You know,
man,
I
saw one cat pistol whip this cat, right?
Uh-huh.
Why when he pistol whip him, bro, the burner went off, bro.
Damn, bro. Straight went off.
As soon as the gun hit dude on top of the head, I'm like, I was like, at first I thought dude's head got blown off. I'm like, damn. But then I realized it just the gun went off because he got smacked.
Damn,
bro. I was rolling, bro.
Damn,
bro.
I can't imagine straight getting pistol whipped, though, bitch.
But can you imagine pistol whipping somebody and then the gun go off?
Yeah, that's like kind of silly. I remember some cats I knew when I was young and shit said the same thing happened. When they did somebody like that, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't never supposed to hold your gun, man, with your finger on the trigger. You always have your gun on the outside. That's just what you're supposed to do.
Is that the G way? Is that the gangster way?
That's the real motherfucking way.
Hey, you remember back in the day and shit? Like, when you would see on, like, movies or whatever, a nigga just hold the gun sideways and shit, though, bruh. It's not the right way to do it, though.
Hey, man, some cats are third, man. Like, I know it's some shooters out there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted.
Shit, I remember when we was little cats, man. We was on Compton in the basement doing paramilitary drills, like on the ground crawling. We had the AK. We'll break that motherfucker down real quick, and then put it back together. See how quick we can do it. You already know that we had the motherfucker.
Y'all wear the blindfold and shit while y'all was doing it, dog. Y'all should have straight.
You already know. Blindfold, tank top, sweating. Look at
me straight hanging and
straight
shit
up on that paramilitary shit. Double clip. You know what I'm saying? Got the electrical tape on the clip so you can quick release and then pop the other clip in that motherfucker.
Quick release, dog.
Double banana clip, baby.
Hey, man. So How you feel about that? Them bringing up the Charlamagne rape allegations again and shit after 17 years though.
Charlamagne the God.
See the God. Lenard.
I feel like I don't really know all the details, man, to form like too much of an opinion, but it's fucked up that was this recent?
Nah, this happened, bro, 2001. You know what I'm saying? And the girl.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit is not cool. That rape shit does ain't.
Yeah, the rape shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like how they try to wait. If it's old shit,
yeah, don't try to bring it up now.
My
bro.
Dude got books.
Yeah, he got books and shit, success done a lot, and shit. Man, you hear me? And it's just like, you know, it's like, so you gotta kind of like, yeah, you gotta be sensitive towards the victim because she went through it. But then at the same time, it's straight just like
that shit whacked.
Yeah, that shit whacked because it's like, damn, why you ain't hop on this shit 5 years ago? Why you ain't hop on this shit 10 years ago? Like, no, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
if I knew that, then I would have been like, man, why y'all motherfuckers got Charlamagne up in
the, yeah, no offense to you guys, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all knew what happened anyway, and it's just like, I mean, if this man is remorseful, I don't feel like we should always judge somebody for their past.
But you also
anyway.
Know how, I mean, I don't know. That's such a sensitive topic,
yeah, it's a
man.
Sensitive topic. Like, now, I was, because, like, when I heard her in the interview, she was saying, like, I just want to let the world know who he is, and it's just like, but that was 17 years ago, so it's like, maybe that's who he was then, but that's not who he is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a younger dude that was just on some dumb shit at the time. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's fucked up. I can't justify that one.
Yeah, and he spoke about it a bunch of times, too, just saying, like, you know, it's just rape culture and all that shit. It's a lot of things that motherfuckers might have thought.
My nigga was just talking about Hollywood, man.
Yeah, it's Hollywood.
You know, Hollywood, man, you... And I ain't gonna lie, man. We from the, we are not from Hollywood.
Yeah, we're not from Hollywood. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand when it's just like you and your homies happen to have some chicks at the house and y'all thinking that it's just gonna be on. Yeah, it ain't no raping,
drugs.
But it's more so like a shit. Chicks in the building, it's about to go down. We got drinks and you know what I'm saying. So you ain't thinking that, oh, a motherfucker gonna rape somebody. You thinking that it's often to just be consensual sex in this motherfucker, but it's then at the same time, old girl was 15 and you was 20. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know you was just probably just like a young dude that was on some getting ass shit, but you was also on some, you in the wrong place at the wrong fucking time doing dumb shit. Because he was saying that,
that's a lot of, because
he's saying
lost.
That she didn't get raped, and even when he went and did the DNA test and all that shit, it was inconclusive.
Well,
so that's
well,
what made him
know
plead
what's
to a lesser
up about
charge.
It, man, is that like, I can't say we won't never know the truth, but it's like, you take all these men, man, who do so much with their work, and then you find out, like, all this shit. I feel like sometimes...
Some of these niggas low-key creeps on the low, though.
I mean, maybe,
some of these
like, Bill...
Are.
We mentioned Bill Cosby.
Like,
my
R.
nigga
Kelly
probably was,
is a
like,
fucking... R. Kelly is a fucking... Like, R. Kelly. I believe that shit about R. Kelly, bro. You know what I'm saying?
My opinion, man, R. Kelly probably was a freak.
Yeah.
Like a big freak. And he probably wasn't giving a fuck about age.
Yeah, too. He wasn't giving a fuck about age. Right. He married Aaliyah when she was 15 and shit.
But you also gotta consider like the positions these guys are in and then like the actions that some, and I'm not making justification.
Yeah,
for,
it
like,
ain't no justification. It's just trying to see,
I just know
shit
that like
each side, bro. Somehow,
yeah, sometimes,
you know what I'm,
yeah, look at it from both,
yeah,
sides.
Yeah, look at it from both sides and shit.
You got to, man, because you might not want to hear the truth.
Yeah, you might not want to hear the truth, but it might be the truth. It might be the circumstances or any of that, you know what I'm saying, could play a major part in shit. Because it's like, I can see how old girl being 15 and you drunk and you drugged. And it's like, you, first of all, you young, so your mind can't even, you know what I'm saying, deal with what it is.
And you shouldn't even be out.
And you out here with that. And it's just like, damn, I done woke up and I'm tripping and all I see is niggas around here. Yeah. So she and her kicking TVs over and shit. So it's like, I understand how you felt at that time. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, you might have thought that you got raped. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, that's the story and I'm running.
But
with
I also
it.
Got
and
homeboys, man,
it.
Who I feel like, you know, once you kind of get a name for yourself, like, look at how many athletes, man, like, going into college or probably NFL or however, like, all of a sudden all these allegations come out on these
dudes.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
Sometimes it'd be racial, like, and then, like, some people will be like, okay, I didn't, you know, I made up the shit. So it's like that. In this dude situation, I really want to speak on because it's
fucked
up.
It's like a fine line between what can be true and what won't be. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, because it's, it's crazy people in this world. One,
it is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Man.
So it's people out here who would straight beat their own ass to straight pin it on you. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, you ladies.
Straight up, bro. So
ladies,
it's like,
always make sure that your man is official. You gotta watch these. Man, you ain't seen that movie. I don't know if we talked about it, man. Unsane.
Yeah. Unsane. Yeah, man. We talked about that.
Well, a recap on that one, man. The dude was such a crazy stalker. So
yeah, go see that movie too. If y'all got the Fire Stick or whatever it is, man, check that out, man. But also, Power is back on. Season 5 of Power has started. And
get
it's
the strap.
Warming up. Get the strap, guys.
I'm fuck with it, man.
Yeah, Power's a dope show, man. It has a lot of twists and turns and shit, because I like how they write it, and going back to us learning shit in English class on how you just see shit or whatever, how you just understand how things are like wrote or created or whatever. The thing I like about the show is that it's like everybody has their own agenda. Everybody's out for their own way of having power somehow. You know what I'm saying? So it'll always come back to that title, you know what I'm saying, without them even having to mention power. It's just like you just see it's a power struggle from everybody. Everybody grimy in their own way. Everybody out for themselves trying to fuck the next person over. You know what I'm saying?
What's power, though? Is it having... What is power? Is it having money? Like, let's just say, damn, you know, I get 10... X amount. I don't know, because... What's a lot to me may not be a lot to you. Like, I could say, you know, if I drop $1 million in my bank account tomorrow to somebody, that may not be a lot. So it's like arbitrary. But is money equivalent to power? Like, once I make $100 million, am I powerful?
Yeah, that's crazy. Nigga, if I had $100 million, best believe I'd have some ninjas out here straight smoking shit. You heard? Like, it'd straight be niggas out here straight. For real, bro. I mean, you might as well, right? Shit, 100 million.
100 million. So hell
yeah, that should give you some power. I think it just mentally, you know what I'm saying. It's just your confidence to just be so through the roof. Like, fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. That's crazy, bro. I can't imagine having that. You said 100 million ain't enough, though.
100 million ain't enough.
It
man.
Ain't enough for you, dog.
Man, I spend that shit on, let's see, a yacht, a pool table and shit. You know, the shit that I'm going to put in my yacht.
Pool table. Yeah, build the yacht up on some house type shit.
One of the pictures alone going to be about 10 mil. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if that shit sinks or not. I'm just going to be buying shit.
Yeah, just be buying shit, bro.
How much you want for that picture? 50 bucks? Five. $1,000 motherfucking dollars, cause I got 100 million.
Yeah, dog,
and I need to spend it. Nah, man, I'm like y'all, man. I invest that shit in like property, you know.
Yeah,
I'm like y'all, man. We sophisticated.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah,
I get properties like, and annuities and shit.
Motherfucker ain't never had 100 mil. Shit, it's, you know, that ain't something that's easy to come by. So shit, hell yeah, boy, you get 100 mil, you might be on some straight. God damn it, you might straight really try to go buy a fucking spaceship or something. Then that's when you would be doing dumb shit like, you know, Donald Trump, nigga, where you starting space command teams. You hear me straight?
I had 100 mil like 3 years ago. I spent all this shit on marijuana.
Yeah. Most definitely, though.
Because I was smoking like, you know, 2 pounds a day, though.
Yeah. Running through this shit, though, dog.
Hey, man, it's time for the motherfucking positivity interlude. You already snow. I just found out some deep shit. And I got a story to tell you.
Listen, story.
Walk with me, talk with me.
Yo.
It was a Saturday. The sky was hazy. I couldn't get no pay.
Hey.
I was faded.
Hey.
I just fucked up my flow because I'm
jaded. Hey. And I'm haze in this motherfucking building about to go for a few days, and I got a motherfucking Minute Maid and a bottle about to hit full throttle. Fuck me a model actress on a mattress.
Positivity interlude.
Hey,
fuck that girl. I don't need no
list. Hey,
put the dick in her guts, never in her butt. EXO tour. What the fuck? Where am I? I'm so high.
Yeah.
Living life like a motherfucking.
Like the motherfucking guy. Wanna know why? I'm about to eat some pie. Cherry to be exact. Hey, need to stop eating like that because I'm fat.
And I'm skinny. Trying to get big. No mini. It went over your head. Yeah, you know what I said.
Yeah.
My dick is big.
Positivity interlude. And we're back.
You already snow.
Hey, man. So, LeBron signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, leaving the Cleveland Wackaliers behind.
I know, man. But there's a catch to that.
There's a catch to this. Do you remember when we was at the bar, we just seen how it just kept showing on the TV and shit? Hey, Chase was like, this shit was a spectacle, dog.
Oh, yeah.
They just kept talking about it, bro. It's been talking. It's funny because it's like, but
y'all talking about Golden State winning championships on TV. All you see is LeBron James, bro.
Yeah, the whole time and shit. It's like straight fuck y'all.
You like, know yeah, y'all won.
Dismissed y'all ass, you hear me? But
well, let's get back to LeBron James.
But this
James.
Is more important. Straight up, bro. Yeah,
where's my nigga going?
Yeah, you hear me?
But nah, man, Carmelo Anthony, is he a free agent right now?
Yeah, or? Man. My dude Melo trying to
you
get
think
out
he gonna
of
go to the Lakers, man?
I would rather Melo go ahead and do it, man. Don't go out like Charles Barkley or AI, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Go ahead and go cement you one, but don't get down with Golden State to do it, you heard? Straight up. But I think they said that fam trying to go to Miami Heat, and it's just like, yeah, I don't think that's going to be the... Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Why would you do that, bro? It's like, you know.
Follow James, though.
Yeah, like, come on, follow my James. Nigga. Just go to L.A. one time, you know what I'm saying? Team up with Brody. And, you know, y'all go ahead and knock these niggas out. You know, and get a ring one time. You know what I'm saying? And then just be like, I'm good after that shit. You hear me? At least get one, bro. Don't go out. And I'm saying this because Melo, you my man's 50 grand and all.
Man,
you know
go
what I'm
to
saying?
The Lakers, man. And they going to plug you, man.
They going to throw you the super plug, dog. The benefits are going to be tremendous.
Wow. You got it, huh?
The benefits gonna be tremendous, Jake. Perhaps, bro.
Well, you know how, like, on TV, they got those people who obviously be like paid to be like, yeah, we love this, you know, company and shit.
Mm-hmm.
While this lady was on there, like, in super small writing, they was like, you know, she paid actor. She's like, they helped me with everything. I'm like, break
the straight
everything
paid,
don't worry.
That's what I used to wonder everything. About.
Get the fuck out of here.
How did they used to record infomercials and shit, though, bro? It's like, did they pay all them people to do infomercials, or would it literally be like a select few niggas got to test this product out, now you just got to oversell it and shit? Yeah, the infomercials, it'd be about, you know, some whack-ass fucking...
You know, the Women's League, the WNBA kind of upset over, I think, LeBron getting, like,
yeah,
well,
they hella mad at Brian
getting
the 154 piece. Yeah,
the 154.
Yeah,
that's a
but
lot.
But it's
of
like
bread,
to me, it's
shit.
Like that's a lot of bread. But it's like nigga, Steph Curry made .201 this past last year, and Brian could have made he could have made like .201 and shit if he would have stayed in Cleveland. So it's like, dude took a pay cut, and it's like, you know, I understand the women straight being, you know, like. All for equal pay and shit. I don't mind women straight getting they pay on. You know what I'm saying? Make your money. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I mean, it is kind of whack that niggas do make hell of more bread.
Is it a WL? Is it a WMLB, dog?
I don't think so. Damn, that's a good-ass question, mate.
Okay, well, what I was going
to... WMLB for baseball, women's baseball.
Y'all let us know in the comments, man, because I have no idea.
I have no idea, dog.
And I probably should. If
I really don't have
if,
that because
well, let me say
I know
this.
Women can, like girls
exist,
play like softball and shit in school, so it's like, and they go to college and play softball. But
if
it's
it do
like,
exist,
where does it go
I'm
from
sorry.
There,
yeah, if
damn,
it do exist, I'm sorry because
I'm like mind blown right now.
I never
because
seen
I always wondered the same shit. Like, where do they go after? You know
and
what
is
saying?
It a is it a fucking is it a women's minor league baseball
type thing? Shit though?
If not, ladies, y'all need
and,
to get y'all baseball
should
going.
They be getting paid as much as? You know, the men making baseball and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. That's the thing with the WNBA, asshole misogynist.
Y'all been out here popping shit, but it's like, you know, y'all don't bring in as much revenue as the NBA. So it's like, I don't know if, like, how would they be able to pay all of y'all
$154 million
if they don't bring in that much money?
I think it's negotiable, man.
Perhaps.
Because,
perhaps.
Shit, if you get one, I don't know how, like, you get one solid woman, like, a superstar in the women's basketball league, she might rake in so much.
Yeah, she's straight cold blood.
But they always got to negotiate, like, LeBron negotiated for the 154 piece or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But he surely could have went higher than that, because
I heard
Drake, man, Drake the music artist or whatever, well, he just released that album.
Scorpion.
Which, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's whack. Like, I'm sorry.
You hear me?
Drake, I ain't know that.
Yeah,
my dog,
your album, the title Scorpion is whack.
I don't want to get stung.
And the cover is whack.
I don't
want
to get pinched.
Like, on the cover, bro, just... like, I don't know. It's like the gaze he has on the cover and shit is straight just.
What's
like,
the difference between venomous and poisonous?
That's a good question.
Is it
too?
Just
want to
kill
dog?
Your motherfucking ass?
You got a lot of things on your mind today, huh?
Man, I am high as a motherfucking blimp.
You asking some straight real G questions right now, dog. Straight. What is the difference between venomous and poisonous, dog? Like,
I'm higher than a balloon filled with helium.
This is straight.
Nah, man, I was gonna say, though, I heard Drake pulled in about as much as shit, man, like 150 some million for the city of Toronto.
For the city of Toronto.
You know dude from Canada, man.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, straight city of Toronto. They said, you know, I mean, cause dude is an influential.
That's like, a lot of fucking money to bring to money, Toronto. Bro. St. Louis. One day I'm going to get y'all.
Influential, though.
Gotcha.
So I can see. Because, I mean, I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, he lightweight. Like,
and
he just wasn't tripping
though.
Off of Toronto till that nigga came out, bro. That's just what I'm going to just say. You know, yeah, y'all
I think he got like seven
rappers,
songs man. On the top right now, man, you on know? The billboards.
Yeah.
Seven of his songs, I guess, from his new album is there, which is good. It seemed like he rocking shit right now. Cardi B rocking shit
Hayes
right now.
Hayes Money rocking shit right now.
Hayes Money, Poe.
Yeah, Poe rocking shit right
St.
now.
St. Louis is rocking
St.
shit right
Louis
now.
St. Louis rocking
Shout
shit
out.
Right now. With no football team, but we rocking shit right
All
now.
All you motherfuckers out there who doing your thing.
You heard? And middle fingers to the people that's your motherfucking, what was I finna say? Middle finger to the haters, dog.
Yeah, oh, bro, you took
hey,
the words out of
somebody say... Somebody was just like, yeah, all y'all motherfuckers stop hating and shit like that. But, yeah, keep hating on me because I'm getting money. Motherfucker said, so do you want us to stop hating on you?
They got it.
Pick right, a side. That was real, though, bro. Like, if you getting paid off me hating on you, but I should stop hating on you, nigga, what should I do, nigga? Like,
Hayes, what do you do?
What do I do?
When a hater come your way.
Man, I just jawn on them niggas. Like,
I be dismissing them. I ain't gonna lie, Hayes cold with the.
You
with
gotta
the
dismiss people
dog.
Sometimes, yeah. Dog. If you ain't feeling what a motherfucker saying, bro, it's good to straight, you know, just
dismiss the
you
conversation.
Know, just get rid of the conversation. Like one time
no
we was in
no.
where was we at in Nordstrom, dog, and dude was straight just like asking a million questions about do we need
wow,
help and shit.
All about
and
that.
We straight just like, nah,
we
fam,
to dismiss
we good, bro. Like,
yeah,
straight you know,
straight
had to
us.
Dismiss them. Like, I know you out here trying to get your bread and shit. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But you can get the fuck out of here. Bro,
not fucking give me a story on pushy salesman.
Yeah, pushy
God.
Salesman,
dog. Pushy salesman, man. Pushy salesman as the motherfuckers who like, bro, it's been so many times, like, okay, a person would come up to me, man, and be like, I got meat and shit I want to sell you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, motherfuckers just be sweating you, man.
Niggas be
well,
out here straight trying to sell
well,
me.
Well, I'm going
to
go ahead and already, I ain't finna elaborate on it. Just, them people hot, man.
Yeah, they are hella hot, dog. Straight up, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, do you remember your first time? We were saying earlier, guys, that we were straight. Like,
shout out to all my motherfucking poor people.
Yeah, bro. You poor, you straight come from really not having nothing.
If you poor, you know who you are.
And we was just saying earlier that, like, bro, do you remember the first time you like, had a shower, though? Like, if you straight come from, like, nothing, bro, that means literally for a long time, all you was used to was baths, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So when you finally was able to take a shower, straight good ass shower head on that motherfucker, you straight just like shit.
When you stay positive, man,
it made you feel like you came up.
You know, good shit come your way.
Yeah, good shit come your way, man.
Stay positive. I remember my first time taking a shower, man. I couldn't believe it, man.
Positivity in a loop.
First time I took a shower, I never fucking went back. I ain't took a bath since, bro.
Nah. Sometimes the bath be cool, man, but I'm a tall nigga, so it'll be like hard for me to get into a tub and shit.
Yeah, exactly, bro. I can't fit in tubs. If I do, my whole body basically hanging out the motherfucker.
Yeah, you hear me? Straight, you gotta have your foot up.
My ass hot, but my knees cold.
Yeah, it's always gonna be some part that ain't getting cleaned on you.
But more world of stories, shout out to motherfuckers who, I mean, we live in a world, man, where we like act so stupid sometimes where we don't think, like, which one is more important to you, my dog? Diamonds or water?
Water, man.
Yeah, but a lot of people act upon diamonds as if they are more important. They're not, man. You put the price of diamonds more than you do water when water is a scarce resource and it's majority of your body.
That real shit, It's very...
We have to slap him with
the truth. There's always some type of knowledge coming out.
If ever somebody come to you and, like, let's just say... this off on a tangent, but it's real shit what we was talking about. Let's just say y'all made some food for a motherfucker, right? And then they taste it. You know you're going to be sitting there staring at their ass, like, looking for a reaction. Mm-hmm. And then if they be like, it's very... We was talking about this last time.
Straight leave it hanging, no doubt. Nigga straight be trying to taste the flavors in the motherfucker, though.
Hey, man, did you see... I don't know, man. I just be like, YouTube is the shit, man. So shout out to all my YouTubers, but... So the beef between Mike Epps and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Hart Kevin, dog.
You want to elaborate, man? Because I want to talk about when my dude interject.
When my nigga... with my dude Nick Cannon, dog. Straight up, bruh. So, yeah, you know, basically, a couple of years ago, Mike Epps basically said that Kevin Hart wasn't funny and shit. And so everybody was straight, like, you know, Mike, he jealous, he hating and shit, because Kevin, like, the nigga that's straight super popping. He popping more than everybody, like, you know, Eddie Murphy and them didn't sell out arenas like he do and shit around the country, around the world, you know. So basically, I guess it would be looking at, some people feel like niggas is hating on dude or whatever, but... I think some of them niggas, because they are comedians, just like, but bro, you like not that funny too. That's basically what Mike Epps saying, like, but you not that funny though. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So it's like, that shit came back up a couple days ago. And so they've been going back and forth on the gram and shit.
It's just like, why are y'all two, well, I mean, besides it possibly being a publicity stunt and et cetera, like,
et cetera, et cetera,
you get some money and shit from all the tabloids and shit, probably.
Yeah, that's what it is, huh, bro? Straight. Yeah.
Tabloids, because don't forget that's a hustle, my nigga.
And
we need to get on that shit, right?
Googling your name and shit, hell yeah, man. You getting some coins off of that.
You getting some straight stardust.
Yeah, you hear me? Straight stardust, dog. And then when you straight go do another show and shit, motherfuckers gonna be expecting you to talk about the motherfucker and shit. So they're going another thing there, too. It's like,
But he did flame Nick
Cannon.
Yeah,
he flamed Nick Cannon, though.
Y'all ain't peeping.
Because y'all ain't peeping Nick Cannon.
They was on Instagram with this shit.
Yeah,
man.
They were straight on. Yeah. Get all your info from Shade Room and shit. Them messy motherfuckers on Shade Room, dog. They hella messy, bro. It's like, you can get good info from them, but it just be like stupid messy, though, at the same time. But, you know, I mean, shout out to them because they... you know, they started out like we did shit. You know what I'm saying? From the bottom, dog, and it just, blew up to what it did. So, you know, I can't hate on nobody's success. You know what I'm saying?
You can't throw shade on the
Shade Room. Yeah, no shade on the Shade Room. But if you go there, you'll see how Nick Cannon got his ass flamed up, dog.
He did get flamed.
He got dismissed, bro, like he just said earlier. Sometimes you gotta dismiss a nigga.
My nigga know My nigga know he kind of came. So
you hopped in there. You know
can't hop
saying?
On internet beef and not get
your ass flamed up. And we were saying, dog, I guess it's like how Mike Epps flamed him. Mike came from, for one, Mike from the Midwest, but he came to him like he was an STL nigga, dog. Like, he straight got him like, bro, get your ugly ass on. Straight got his ass up out of there, bro. Yeah, straight. You coming in here talking about lions don't sleep with sheep and shit. Like, bro, get your ugly ass out of here, bro. Straight up, dog. But, hey, man. Until next time, guys, we'll catch you guys on the flip side. And keep supporting, like, subscribe, you know. And, yeah, man, we appreciate you guys and love. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. Y'all ain't no killers. Y'all some hoes.
Y'all some motherfucker.
Testing testicles.
Rock the boat.
Boat rock. Molly rocking in this motherfucking cut off stocking on my motherfucking. I be jocking. I be rocking. I be popping.
Forever macking. I'm lacking.
Bat.
Run up on me and I'm packing. Not
bow. 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 Bow.
Listen,
bow,
you
bow,
would never catch
bow,
me slipping.
Bow, 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 bow. Rolling with the glizzy in my motherfucking city. Is you motherfucking with me? Y'all get motherfucking stupid with that semi.
My niggas the real deal.
Hey.
They come up and-